North Foster Road. Anyone who is looking for a new church home or just want to visit, come and join us for worship at about 10:30 any Sunday. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening this morning comes from Psalm 22, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. You who fear the Lord, praise Him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify Him. And fear Him, all you offspring of Israel. For He has not despised the afflicted or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has He hidden His face from him. But when he cried to Him, He heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear Him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek Him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and He rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before Him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve Him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare His righteousness to a people who will be born, that He has done all of this. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, you've blessed us this morning. Bless us in ways, Lord, that sometimes we just can't figure out. We take so much for granted. And this morning, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the friends and family. Thank you, Lord, that we're able just to get up and come to church. And Lord, we ask that you would be with us this morning. Go with us. Help us and focus our hearts and our minds on the things that you have for us today. We thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Good morning again. Want to welcome you to our service. And at this time, would you wave to each other without moving around? There you go. Make eye contact with somebody, you know. Look at them now. Look at them. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, Randy, we'll get out of the way.
Worship is there. church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and are not worthy to be called your children. Yet that is what you call us once we put our faith in Christ. Thank you for receiving us into your family. Thank you for receiving us like lost sheep back into the fold. We thank you further for seeking us out as the shepherd would seek the lost sheep or the woman would seek the lost coin in the parables. You show us how much you value us, that you did not leave us in our lost state, but sought us out so that we might turn to you. Help us to appreciate the joy that fills heaven over each sinner that repents. Help us to share that same joy. Help us now that we are walking with you to be among those who join you in bringing other lost sheep back into the fold. We know that there are many other prodigals, much like ourselves, who need to return to you. Please give us the privilege of seeing the lost, found, and returning to you. In Christ Jesus, amen.
All right, good morning.
Lord, I want to be a Christian. Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart, Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart, in my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart, Lord, I want to be more loving. In my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be more loving. In my heart, in my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be more loving. In my heart, Lord, I want to be more holy. In my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be more holy. In my heart, in my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be more holy. In my heart, Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart, in my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be a Christian. In my heart, in my heart.
Amen. You may be seated.
Let us go to God in prayer. Father, so often we come to you asking, wanting, expecting. We look to our own needs, Lord, and we become blind to those around us. Open our eyes so that we may see what needs to be done in the world. We realize we are your hands and feet. We ask that you take our tithes and our offerings and use them for the glory of your kingdom, to show others that there is a God and the God of salvation. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
is God from whom all blessings flow.
Sinners and eats with them. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. The parable of the lost coin. Our supposed woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Mark 2, verse 17. On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." This is the word of the Lord.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Let us go to God in prayer again. Heavenly Father, we come listening, we come seeking, we come be filled. We ask, Lord, that as Pastor Ted delivers the message that the Holy Spirit has given, that you will open our hearts and minds so that we may drink your word in. Let your word be part of our being, and Lord, give us strength and courage to take your word to the world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Today, we're talking about the lost sheep. So I'm going to read a book. It says, some people wonder who was most important to God. So Jesus told them a parable. Do you know what a parable is? It's like a story. Think about a shepherd. What does he do? He watches over his sheep. He gives them plenty of food, and he gives them plenty of water. He counts them up to make sure that they're all there. If one is lost, he looks for it. He looks into the barn. He looks into the near stream. He looks in the hills. He looks everywhere. The shepherd does not give up. At least he finds the little lost sheep. He carries the sheep back. He calls his friends together and says, "Let's celebrate. My lost sheep has been found." Then Jesus said, God loves every one of his children, just like the shepherd loves his sheep. When one of them sins, it's like the sheep that has gone astray, and God is very sad. But when the person turns away from the sin and comes back to God, he is very, very happy. He celebrates just like the shepherd did when he found his sheep. So, the Bible teaches us that when we are like the sheep, and sometimes we stray away from God, that makes God very, very sad. But he never gives up on us. He keeps searching for us to keep calling on to us. He wants us to draw back to him into his loving arms. He even sent Jesus, his son, to save those that are lost. Aren't you glad that God did that for us? I am, because I was lost and now I'm found. Let's say a prayer. Dear Jesus, you are the good shepherd. We are thankful that you came to save us and those that are lost. Amen.
Good morning. Boy, can you hear me okay? Okay. Wow. You guys got me. You got me this morning. I'll tell you what. To start us off this morning, I'm going to tell you a little story. I told you about losing things. I hate to lose things. I really do. Nothing bugs me more than to lose something. Well, one day I was at home, and I don't know what I was doing, and these days my memory is not very good, so I couldn't find my glasses. I looked everywhere. I went back to the garden, I looked out there, I looked in the trash can, couldn't find them. Went to the car, couldn't find them. looked in the bedroom, went back to my office, couldn't find them. The only other person I knew that I could blame on this was my wife. So I blamed her. I says, okay, hon, what you do with my glasses? Of course, she says, I haven't seen your glasses. And she didn't say anything to me at the moment. So I'm mad now. I know that she's done something with these glasses. She's moved my glasses. So anyway, I'm running around in a frantic trying to find my glasses. So I reach up to do something on my head. And lo and behold, what I found were my glasses. They were like right here. So I was so happy when I found that. But I had to go back and apologize to my wife because I knew for sure she was playing a dirty trick on me. But anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that when you lose something valuable, you want to find it, don't you? You really and truly want to find it. Our sermon this morning is about Jesus talking about reaching those that are lost. He's talking about the importance of this. Everyone, even sinners, are wanted by Christ. In the kingdom of God, they are something special. So the next time you see someone that might not look as good as you, they may be down on their luck, they may have some issues that you can see, remember this: Jesus died for that person. He died for that person. And he loves them very, very much. Now, to set the stage on this, Lance, could you put that scripture up for us, please? Luke 15, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. If you got it in your Bible, go look at it in your Bible. We're going to look at those scriptures for a minute. I thought it was interesting that Jesus, in all his teachings, he is now teaching to Pharisees and sinners. Why is he doing this? And not only this, where he's going, he is gathering sinners around him. You know, what is going on here? You know, and these people, Pharisees, tax collectors, they're all gathering around him. And they asked him, they say, the Pharisees, well, why are you gathering around these people? These are sinners. Why? We don't go anywhere near these folks. We're not going down there. You know, that's where those homeless people are. We're not going down there. That's where those people that are begging on the street. We're not going down there. That's where those people down there, they're drunk all the time. We don't want nothing to do with them. Guess what, Jesus? Jesus goes to those that need him the most. And who needs him the most more than who? Sinners. Raise your hand. There you go. We need him, and we need him a lot. So don't go around thinking because you may be in a better situation financially or mentally or whatever that you're better than that person. All right? Because Jesus loves all of them. Anyway, he goes and he tells these folks, you know, he tells them, he says, okay, I know what's going on here. You folks don't hang around sinners, but I know that you like things. And when you lose something, I know that as Jewish people, you love to go out and get these things. And one of the things he focuses on is sheep, because he knows that these sheep are very central to their economy and to their society. So he says, tell the parable of the sheep. So if you got some sheep, if you got 100 or 99 and you lose one, he says, you're going to go after that sheep. You see, Jesus is trying to get to their common sense. He knows that. He knows, hey, I got to go get that sheep. And they looked, in his parable, looked everywhere for that sheep. Everywhere. But he had 99 of them over here. So why is he worried about that little sheep? He's worried about that sheep because that shepherd loves that little sheep. And he wants that little sheep back in the fold. You see, sheep, they have a tendency to wander, like Christians sometimes. We have a tendency to wander off from the shepherd. Amen? We tend to get down these roads that we don't need to go down, and we need to come back. So he says, so I'm going to get my sheep. And he looked everywhere. And you know what? He found that sheep, didn't he? And when he brought that sheep back, he rejoiced. And he went and told everybody. He said, hey, I found my sheep. He went out on Facebook, Twitter, says, hashtag lost sheep. I found him. He was happy. Very happy. When you lose something that's valuable, that means a lot to you, and when you find it, oh, man. You ever lost money? You ever lost money? Walk around, and when you find it, it's like, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'll never do that again. Jesus loves those that are lost. And he loves them because they are who he came here to gather. He came here to get those sheep. And he tells them this to make sure that they understand this. You see, our Savior, he loves things. He loves to find things that are lost. And sometimes, even in church, you can get lost. Amen? You sure can. You can be lost as just as that chair is sitting over there and don't even know it. So I want to make sure that you know that Jesus loves you very much. And he cares deeply for you. He cared so much that he gave his life so that you might have a right to the tree of life. There's no one that's righteous, the Bible says. No, not one. All our righteousness is like what? Filthy rags. We are like that before the Lord. But you know what? Jesus can clean you up. He can clean you up and he can make you look good. I used to listen to a gospel song that was a little bit, it was a great song, but it was not scripture. It says, I'm going to clean up what I messed up. I'm going to clean up what I messed up. You know, talking about a person who'd been out partying all night, cheating on his wife. So now that person is going to try to get right because he's feeling guilty. You know, that's not the way to get cleaned up. The only way that you can clean up a sinful life is through Jesus Christ. He's got to do it for you. Other than that, it's not going to work. So anyway, Jesus tells them that parable. He's got their attention. So he's still, okay, I got one more parable to tell you. You didn't get it, I can tell. You know. So he tells them the parable about the coins. And I don't know about you, boy, but when I lose money, oh my goodness, I'm going to dig up everything I can find trying to find that money. I lost a quarter one time, and I like to tore the house up trying to find that quarter. You know, he talks about those coins. He says that you lose just that one coin, and that person went after that coin looking for it. Jesus said, just if one sinner, just one, when he repents or she repents, there is joy in the kingdom of heaven. There's joy in heaven when one person comes to the Lord, not 100 or 1,000 or whatever, just one. That's how much the Lord cares for you. That's how much you mean to him, that you are more than anything. You are so special to him. So I'm saying this to tell you this. If you can understand that, then you know that if you're so special to him, you know that he'll take care of you. You know that he'll take care of you. I think in Mark chapter 2, verse 17, the verse goes something, I believe, like this. He says, they ask him, they say, Lord, well, why are you doing this? And he says, I came that I might save the lost, not the righteous. You know what, folks? We got way too many folks that think they're righteous and they're not. We got way too many folks that think they're on their way to heaven, but they're not. But you can be sure, you can know that you belong to the Lord. And let me say this, as I get ready to close, what about you? What about you? Is there someone in your life, someone in your family that you need to reach out to? Is there somebody that maybe they could use a little hug or a little touch or maybe a card or definitely the gospel? Is there somebody in your life, maybe a neighbor, a family member? I don't know. Somebody real close to you. Maybe somebody at work that you need to reach out to. And when you're reaching out, folks, remember this. Remember this. It's not about you. The message that you have within you is from Christ. It's the Christ in you that they will see. And you may not have to do a whole lot of talking. Maybe you just have to show them, yes, I belong to the Lord. Yes, I am a believer in Christ. So this week, as you go out to where the battle really is, reach out to someone. Reach out to someone that maybe that could be lost. Reach out for that one that might be drowning. Throw out the lifeline. Throw the lifeline of the gospel out to them. And you know what, folks? That's what we're supposed to do. We are the eyes, ears, and the hands and feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Church, He's depending on you. He's depending on me to go out and reach the lost. Would you propose in your heart and make up in your mind that, yes, Lord, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do whatever I can. Now, you can't go out and save the world. You can't do that. But there's an old gospel song that used to say you can brighten the corner right where you are. You can make somebody's life a little better. Would you do that for the Lord? Would you do that for Him? You know, we want to do so much for the Lord, but I think the best thing we can do is go out and reach the lost. And let me close with this verse, John 3:17. For Jesus didn't come into the world. Remember this. He didn't come to condemn the world, but He came to do what? To save the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray that You would be with us. Give us Your heart, Lord. Give us Your heart that we may go out and be the disciples that we need to be. Give us Your heart so that we might love the way we ought to love. And give us Your heart, Lord, so that we might go out and not be afraid and reach those that are lost. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you please stand, please? What's our song, Tom? Let's sing that song, please. Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song. Mimicking my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfectly light, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. You may be seated. You may be seated. Remember this. Everyone is important in the kingdom of God. Everyone, even sinners and tax collectors, are important to Jesus. Amen? God bless you.
Said that the most important person to you is the one who needs you. Be with us, Lord. Guide us to those who are needy, and help us to be the right person to point out to them the easiest path in the world. Lord, be with us this day and always. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And for a bit of a privilege, when I came home from Vietnam, I was assigned to an Army hospital in New Mexico. We're joined together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us, even on his birthday. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? Stand up and bless the Lord. Stand up.